In the last 3 years, I've released 3 Messianic Praise and Worship CDs, In His Hands, Holy Places, and Worship and Warfare. Lord has blessed and they have sold worldwide. They're now available through the Voice of Many Waters Ministry for only $15 each plus $2 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245 to place your order today. Shalom.
This morning, why we're going to be talking about the possibility of nuclear warfare and why you really need to think about getting a radiation meter. Now, most people think that is just so absurd. Why, nuclear warfare is completely out of the question. Why, we could never have a nuclear war. Everybody would die. Nobody would be stupid enough to launch a nuclear war, and yet, well, the Swiss think that they are because they have shelters for all of their people, and the Russians think nuclear warfare is not only winnable but survivable because they have shelters for their people, and the same is true in China. It is only here in America where the people's minds have been conditioned that we should not really have to worry about that sort of things. Oh, we occasionally hear people like Mr. Chertoff talking about the possibility of some sort of a major cataclysmic event here in the United States, but overall, most Americans don't think that a nuclear war is possible, and yet most people really don't understand that within a matter of a few months, we could be at war with Iran, and if we go to war, we have a preemptive strike on Iran, because sometime in the future, they may build a nuclear weapon, a small one, admittedly, and probably they would never use it because they know they would bring immediate attack on themselves if they did. But, you know, certainly the leaders of this country are intent upon taking us into a war with the Muslim world. And I would simply ask you, 10 years ago, did anybody in the listening audience really think that we should go to war with the Muslim world because we had to destroy them before they destroyed us? Think back 10 years. Had you ever heard the word Islamofascist? Had anybody been focusing your attention on the history of the Muslim faith since the days of Muhammad and their invasion of Europe in 1683 and their occupation of Spain and their expulsion from Spain in 1492? No, it's only in recent years that our attention has been focused on those issues, our minds have been molded, our taste formed, and our willingness to go to war with another country for no reason at all. Iran is not a threat to us, and they're not a threat to Israel, because if they know that if they were to attack Israel with nuclear weapons, they would bring the wrath of the United States down upon them. So why are we so intent upon going to war now? Why? Because all of our carriers are over in the Persian Gulf, and the information we have is that they're being armed with every weapon they can lay their hands on. Every one of our Tomahawk missiles, our cruise missiles, they're all going to be destroyed as we attack Iran. And of course, it really has another purpose. First of all, it will weaken the United States because financially we can't afford to do it, and secondly, it'll get rid of all those weapons because the people who really run the things want world disarmament. And what better way to disarm the United States than to expend all of our weapons over there antagonizing the Islamic world, who sooner or later will retaliate against us. And then, of course, we will be involved in that war of civilizations that has been planned by the people who really rule America, a war that is intent upon getting the Christians and the Jews to kill off the Muslims and the Muslims to kill off those in the West. And that's exactly what they want to do, because there is an agenda behind what's going on. And any of you who did not hear my program last night with Constance Cummings need to get it now. Our program this morning is an interview with Steve Jones, not the Dr. Stephen Jones of the University of Utah, but Steve Jones from Utah, who works with the people concerned about civilian defense and America's preparedness. Steve, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you tell our listeners why you are concerned about the possibility of nuclear war and what they should be thinking about?
Well, I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis as a kid, and I built a fallout shelter during that. And then a few years later, I enlisted in the Navy, and I got in their nuclear missile program. And I was being trained to launch missiles with nuclear warheads. And that's when the realization that someday they're going to use these things came to me. And you know, I felt that, our whole program back then, they said the best defense was a good offense. And that our missile program, the submarine missiles, is essentially an offensive weapons system. Most of our weapons systems are offensive in the sense they're, have first strike capability with no defense at all for the civilian population in the event that, if there is a war and, we do take missiles here, there's absolutely... The population is totally undefended.
And, that really doesn't make any sense, Steve, because certainly the Russians are defending their population, the Chinese are defending their populations. I mean, nations throughout the world are making preparations to protect their citizens, and yet our officials are specifically not making any preparations for us, although they are for the elite. They have their bomb shelters for the Dick Cheneys and the George Bushes and the elite in Washington, D.C., and we know that they have their bomb shelters. They have them here in California hidden away, but those are only for the elite, not for us common folks. Why would they leave us common folks unprotected while they're planning on protecting the elite rulers of America?
Well, I think if people remember the little stories like Little Red Riding Hood, a lot of us, our generation at least, grew up with those stories. And, my grandma, what big eyes you have, And the question, it's a really simple question. You look around at our country and the lack of defense, and, you just apply the Little Red Riding Hood analogy to it, it's obvious. The answer is obvious.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Steve Jones, who's working with the people who are trying to get the American people to make preparations for what lies ahead. We'll be back in just a moment here, American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Join survival expert Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival for a special day, Sunday, September 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get your questions answered and find the best supplies available. Every purchase of $100 or more from now until the 9th enters you in a drawing for a free $324 Big Berkey water purification system. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway in Inglewood. That's 3366 South Broadway in Inglewood. 866-781-0343.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Steve Jones, and we're talking about the very real danger that I believe becomes more real every day, and as we approach a war with Iran. It doesn't make any sense. It's totally illogical. Why is the administration so intent upon going to war with Iran? Oh, it's only going to be a 3-day war, they tell us, or maybe a 5-day war, 7-day war at the most. Ladies and gentlemen, they lied to us about the war with Afghanistan. They lied to us about the war with Iraq. You remember when the president declared the war was over? You remember that when he landed on the aircraft carrier and said, the war is over in Iraq? Do you remember the Gulf of Tonkin incident? Never occurred. It was all contrived. They wanted to take us into a war in Vietnam as a great diversion, as they transformed America with the social revolution. And if you doubt that, you read the words of McGeorge Bundy, who was the man who was instrumental in doing that, head of the National Security Council, his article January 67 in Foreign Affairs magazine, where he tells us exactly what it was about, a great diversion. And 58,000 Americans, boys died there. But if we get into a war with the Muslim world, it won't be just our soldiers who will die. I believe it'll be Americans. And I believe that is exactly what is intended by the people behind the people who are leading us into this next disastrous war. That's why, if you have not heard my interview with Constance Cumby we did last night, or my other interviews with her, or read my February 2007 newsletter, you need to get it. Well, Steve, you said that you were working there with these nuclear weapons while you were in the Navy, and these were offensive. These were not defensive weapons. These were offensive that could be used for a first strike.
Yeah, that's right. And as I realized that that the way the whole system is set up on a nuclear submarine is that, you know, you have different alerts, and you get the missiles, you get everything ready to fire, and you don't know if it's a drill or not. I mean, you really never know if it's a drill or not. So all the people right on down the chain of command, I mean, it goes ultimately to the captain that fires the missiles. But so everybody does their job regardless, and
you never question what you're doing. You just do it, and if there was a real attack that was going to kill tens of millions of people, you do it without question, because that's your job in the Navy.
Yeah, well, and you wouldn't really know.
Sure.
You know, you wouldn't know if it was real or if it was a drill. So, I mean, if I talked to one guy, I said, what if we were going to fire the missiles? And he said, well, he'd start pulling out wires. I mean, this is 36 years ago. I said, well, you know, how could you do that? Because, you know, you wouldn't know if it was a drill or not. And so it's everybody's insulated from the process of launching these weapons. So it gets down to the decision of a very, very few people. Even the targeting, you know, who's in charge of the targeting, you know? And, what if there's a rogue commander or some rogue operation gets a hold of one of those submarines? There's so many things that could go wrong. It could be our submarines, or it could be a Russian submarine. You know, there's so many things that could just go wrong. Aside from actually with the intent of starting a war, I mean, there's You know, you get these hair trigger situations like we have in the Middle East, and these things are getting ready to go, and you know, you get an accidental launch, and there you go.
Well, there's a wonderful article upon rents over the weekend, written by, I think, Maccabee, but that's on rents.com. Maccabee, anyway, it's called, having to do with our coming attack on Iran, is based on an article by a naval officer who called a reporter and said, I shouldn't be doing this, I'm risking my career, but I want you to know that everybody on our aircraft carrier is concerned about this coming war with Iran. We're getting all the weapons in place, but you're not allowed to express any concern about what this is. If you express any concern about our going to war, you're immediately relieved, you disappear, and you know, we find a few days or weeks later you've been removed and taken some other place. But everybody knows something is seriously wrong. This is not simply a military exercise. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, or tens of millions of people are going to die in this coming war with Iran. And if that should happen, ladies and gentlemen, who's responsible? Were we going to say it just happened? Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And what are you doing to try to stop this coming attack on Iran that the Bush administration is intent upon, doing everything they can to build public support so that we will go after those Islamofascists and get them all killed before they kill us? That's how you justify a war. You got to get everybody hating everybody else. Well, Stephen, do you foresee some sort of an attack on the United States down the line because of our irresponsible policies?
Well, I mean, you just have to read history. You know, you look at history, and especially the Industrial Revolution and modern invention, and you see this series of growing war, bigger conflagrations, bigger wars, and you know, people haven't gotten nicer than they were 100 years ago or 200 years ago. In fact, they're actually, I think, meaner with the culture, the drug and rock culture, and that kind of stuff, and these video games that you know that our kids are playing, that you know, where they're shooting people all the time, and you don't have to be a prophet to see that, you know, we've had World War One and World War Two, and that, you know, these things are, you know, these things are coming, just like you know, the, you know, rain falls out of dark clouds.
There are people who want a war with the Islamic world. All you need to do is certainly read the, you know, writings of the occultists. H.G. Wells was talking about the First World War and the Second World War. Second World War, actually, he was writing his book, The Shape of Things to Come, you know, in 1933, telling about the Second World War and then the third try at world order, which would come out of a conference in Basra in 1988. Well, he was off a little on his timing. After all, he was writing in 1933, but he knew what the secret plans were, and we have from many other sources that there is a plan for this coming war with the Muslim world. But what could it bring to America? Could we have a nuclear attack on America, Steve?
Well, yeah, of course, and but people don't realize that there is a government plan, you know, for this. I mean, there is a dissident faction in government. There are good people in government that believe in civil defense and have worked very hard to give the American people something. And we have this plan called Nuclear War Survival Skills that was developed by the United States Department of Energy, and it's a complete plan, a strategy that designed to go in effect for an unprepared nation, for unprepared people, and to be implemented within 24 to 72 hours.
Well, what would it involve?
Basically, it would involve people making their own radiation meters at home, with materials that they already have. They don't have to go out and buy anything. The government spent millions of dollars designing this simple radiation detector, and this way people would learn about radiation and also be able to detect it.
Now, you actually manufacture those. Do you manufacture them, or do you get them manufactured elsewhere?
I make kits. I've made kits for years, and then I have another fellow actually manufactures ready-to-use ones.
Okay, fine. And we actually carry the kits that Steve manufactures are inexpensive. You know, I have one of those fancy radiation meters, the yellow ones that cost a couple hundred dollars, but the kits only cost $10. However, you need to get that book. It's called Nuclear War. What is it?
Nuclear War Survival Skills.
Which we do carry as well. That tells you point by point by point how to make a radiation meter so you'd have an idea what the radiation was. Because believe me, all communication would effectively stop, you know. Oh, you might be able to get some information over your radio, but of course you're going to have portable radios because all the electric lines would be out, electric power would be gone, water would be unavailable, there'd be no food at the grocery stores, there'd be panic in our streets, and you wouldn't want to be out because it'd be total chaos, just like there is, you know, in the streets of Baghdad and Basra today, with rival bands fighting back and forth. Or what would happen in New York City if you disbanded the police and disbanded the civil service and there was no military there and there was no electricity or water or sanitation? What do you think would happen in New York City? What would happen in your community? Well, go ahead, Steve. There is this plan. It's been formed, but nobody's ever heard of it.
Well, it's been around since 1979, and there are people that have heard of it. The city of Huntsville, Alabama, has the entire plan. It's in a book form. It's published on their website. It's Huntsville, Alabama Emergency Management, and it's available at other websites. But if you just Google it, you'll find the book.
People are going to have to do that. Nobody's telling them about it. So what's the name of the book that they can, where they should pull it down?
It's called Nuclear War Survival Skills.
Nuclear War Survival Skills.
By Crescent Kearney. And it's it was formerly a government publication. And, it gives you a basic foundation understanding of nuclear weapons, nuclear effects, radiation, and how to protect yourself. But it also gives warning, you know, it gives a scenario of different warnings we could get. And one of the warnings we could get is if tactical nukes start being used somewhere. Now, there's a difference between tactical nukes and strategic nukes. A lot of people think a nuclear bomb is, they're all the same, but a tactical nuclear bomb is a very small weapon, that's used on the battlefield versus the strategic ones that blow up cities. You know, they're sent by missiles. And the tactical ones that they were talking about using in Iran, against Iran, if right here in this government publication called Nuclear War Survival Skills, it recommends that if tactical nuclear weapons are being used somewhere, that you evacuate the cities. If you're in a city, you get out, you know. It's very good advice.
But where do you go? That's the question.
Well,
you go to one of the concentration camps that they're setting up across America to protect us, like they did after Katrina.
Well, it's like with hurricanes. When a hurricane's coming, you know, before they have mandatory evacuation, a certain percentage of the people just leave voluntarily.
Sure, but they go off someplace and there's motels, but you try to evacuate San Francisco or Los Angeles, I mean, there's not going to be enough of motels or hotels or any place for people to go.
Well, most people won't evacuate. I mean, most people won't, I mean, you know, most people have pretty much done nothing regarding protecting themselves. It's not just the government. We blame the government, but You know, we have an educated population in this country, and they can read history. It's obvious that that we could have a nuclear war, and then and people's refusal to do anything.
We're going to be back here in just a moment with Steve Jones, who's put a lot of time and a lot of effort on this. We'll be back in just a moment here, talking about what I fear may not be not too far in the distance.
For 4.1 million burglaries every year, you need a Liberty Safe from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply. Whether it's guns, coins, jewelry, or paper, Liberty Safe has a model for your home or office. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply also has a large selection of new and used firearms in stock. Stop in and browse or shoot in their new indoor shooting range. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. They have a Liberty Safe for your treasures.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If you got it on the internet there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health.
Yeah, you might be
what
in a Radio Liberty.
You no longer obtain the medications you're now taking. Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents?
Yeah, I'm a half hour
to
into
purchase
it.
The medicine. If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a
going to the God's way to online, there's an online
the Green Herb for
so
a natural
online show.
All the information you need to make an intelligent decision.
I'll talk to you in a minute.
Go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Network. Our guest this morning is Steve Jones. And, he, of course, is dedicated to trying to get the American people to understand what's going on. Now, we actually carry the Nuclear War Survival Skills. It's a big green book, and we think it's a very important book. Do you carry the book as well, Steve?
No. I just have the kits. So.
All right. Well, would you like, do you have a web page, anything you'd like to get out so people would know how to reach you?
Well, I'm on page 99.
Of the book?
Of the book.
Okay, fine. Well, certainly we carry the book. And if you want to build one of these kits, you can do it. It's relatively easy. We do carry the kit because it's a lot easier than going scrounging around looking for all the various items that you need. But you need the book and you need the kit, and you can build one of these. You don't have to get the $220 or $250 or $75 yellow meter. Do you think that your kit works almost as well as those expensive meters?
Yeah, they do. A well-built one actually works better. And there, it's designed for a child, a 12-year-old, to make it. It's very simple.
And, how does it work? Could you explain basically what the whole idea is?
Well, it's basically an electroscope, and the technology is over 100 years old. For this, that's what they first used when they did research on radiation and discovered radium. It's just two foil leaves suspended in a little can, pop can or tomato sauce can, and you put a static electricity charge on that, and that makes the leaves go apart. And then when there's radiation, it will make the leaves go back together. And there's a little scale on top of the meter that, depending on how fast they go back together, you can get a little tiny chart, you get a reading of what the radiation levels are regarding, is this, safety or health-wise.
Well, how do you get the charge, the electric charge in there that drives these aluminum leaves apart?
It's just static electricity. You can use, just rubbing a piece of plastic on paper, running a comb through your hair, different plastics, ordinary static electricity.
But how do you get that into the can?
There's just a little wire through the lid that you stick through, a little piece of doorbell wire. Even a paper clip works. You can use a paper clip and just poke through the lid, and you just rub a comb in your hair or a piece of plastic on newspaper, and then you transfer the charge to the wire or paper clip straightened out, a straightened paper clip, and it transfers the charge. And it's very simple. Like I say, a 12-year-old can do that. It's in fact so simple that it's amazing that people won't do that.
And this is actually recommended by this government department that backed this book, and the book was written by a real expert, a man who spent most of his life trying to warn the American people about this. And this was RIPTI, an official government publication.
Yes. Crescent Kearney. It was. He did most of the practical work on it, and a number of people at Oak Ridge National Laboratory there. That's where it was all done. And then some of it was updated. He updated it over the years after the project was through, so that everything's current, the materials that are used for that. The biggest danger in a nuclear attack is actually not the bomb itself, or is panic. That's actually what caused more damage than a nuclear bomb. And the purpose of these people understanding radiation and having their own radiation detectors is so they won't panic, and they won't so they'll go back to work. They won't stay inside too long. If everybody just stopped going to work in this country, it would be a huge disaster. People would starve to death, and because there would be no truckers, wouldn't be moving food, and in World War II, Hitler bombed London. For 8 weeks, every night, 200 planes came over and dropped bombs on London. And the first load of bombs that came over, the panic caused more damage than the bombs themselves. But once people got used to the bombings, then the panic was gone, and the city went on. I mean, they could take those all those bombings, but in a nuclear attack, people aren't going to have time to get used to nuclear bombs falling. It's just going to be panic. And when I was talking about evacuating the cities, I'm talking about our experience is that 1 in 1,000 people hear this message, and in a city of 300,000 people, there'd be probably 300 people that, if the tactical nukes start flying in the Middle East, there'll be maybe 300 people that'll evacuate. So it's not there's not going to be a problem of massive city evacuations. People are, it's too far gone that way. People are totally asleep. I mean, just the few that have the initiative to actually, you know, get this book and read it, and you know, this plan, and actually, you know, attempt to, well, at least make a meter. You know, part of making a meter is like a little you know, science lab, or where you actually grow to understand nuclear weapons and nuclear effects. And you know, you don't have to buy the kit. The kit's helpful, but you know, you have the materials in your home already, and that scavenger hunt to go around your house and find all the materials, and they're very simple ones: aluminum foil and a pop can, and you know, some clear plastic wrap and tape and scissors. Those things. That's all you need, and that activity helps. There's a saying that, you know, build it and the knowledge comes. And that's really what this is why people need to start storing water and make this meter, and then, you know, make a little place in their basement for that can protect them against radiation. It's very simple to do, and it's really a revelatory process. If you'll take the step, if you'll do it, then the knowledge comes, and it's almost like a spiritual awakening going through this thing. You know?
Sure, we actually carry the video sheltering in place, so that people will know what to do, and really rather simple things, and not anything too elaborate. But Cindy, if you were, you know, there was an attack on New York, you wouldn't suggest that people say would evacuate Denver or Boulder, Colorado, or Fort Collins or someplace like that. It would only be if there was an attack in your area.
What did you say? If there's an attack?
Well, if there was an attack on New York City or San Francisco, I mean, are you suggesting that people evacuate their city if they were in Colorado and there were attacks on the West Coast or East Coast?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, yeah.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question, our number is 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stanback, American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Steve Jones, and although his name is very familiar, Stephen Jones, if not the same Steve Jones. But anyway, this Steve Jones has really put together a little kit. It's got everything in it you need for the radiation meter, except a tin can, and you certainly should be able to find a tin can of some sort around. Basically, you use an aluminum can, or do you need a tin can?
A pop can is the easiest thing to use.
Okay, so basically, then, the sort of can you get your Coca-Cola, your Diet Cola's in?
Yeah, the same one, or a beer can, a pop can, or a beer can. They work very well.
And, of course, you need just to know how to do it. It's all laid out in the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, by Gerson Kearney, and he's passed away, but we had an opportunity to meet him at the meetings of the Doctors for Disaster Preparedness, which I've been attending every year for many, many years. And what is really frightening to me is how few doctors there are at the Doctors for Disaster Preparedness, or how totally unprepared the average American is for the very real possibility of a major cataclysmic event here in America, nuclear, chemical, or biological warfare. But this morning we're talking about biological warfare, because that's, I think, the thing that you're primarily concerned about, isn't it, Steve?
You mean nuclear warfare.
Nuclear warfare, I'm sorry.
Yeah, nuclear.
Okay, fine. And so certainly the thing, the panic that would ensue from people who aren't prepared and people who aren't prepared, well, you'd be worried, but at least you know what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Because, of course, chances are you're not going to be directly underneath this, or chances are you're not going to, be in an area where you're going to get excessive radiation. But you're really not certain. So, I mean, there are lots of expensive meters that you can get, but this one's so simple, and it's something you can actually build on your own. It's just nice to have all the things that are in the kit. And everything is included, but the can, and should have be able to get cans around. How much interest is there? Because you build the kits, you market the kits. Is there much interest out there, or most people just going blithely on their way as we prepare to go to war with the Islamic world? Because that's what an attack on Iran will be. Every Muslim knows that this is contrived. There is no justification for preemptive attack. One thing to defend yourself, another thing to attack a country that is not of any danger to the United States. And most of the explanations given to justify the coming attack, all those wicked Iranians there, they're financing the Iraqi insurgents that are killing our boys. That's why we've got to kill them, because the Iranians are supplying the weapons that they're using to kill our boys there in Iraq. And is that true? Well, the same people who gave you the Gulf of Tonkin incident a story are giving you this story to justify the coming war with Iran. We don't know what the truth is, and we're sure not going to get it from the controlled media. So, basically, Steve, as you deal with the public, you offer the kits, is there much interest in them?
I've sold about 14,000 so far.
To the entire nation of 300 million?
Yeah, that's right, over a period of about 18 years.
Right. Well, this is why we carry it, because we think it's important. We think people need to begin thinking. I mean, you've just got to change the perception of the American people. This is not imaginary. This is very real. I believe that the threat of war is more imminent now than ever at any time in my life, as we begin moving towards this war with the Muslim world. Well, since there is an increasing threat, anybody who can get up on the internet and begin reading these articles on Rent or on World Affairs Brief or on certainly News with Views knows that there is a very real threat of war with the Islamic world. Since this threat has become more apparent, have you noticed any increased interest?
Yes, there is. I mean, people people write me over the years because, you know, my name's in the book there, and they'll write to me about the kit materials and things. And so, you know, based on the frequency that people write me, I can get a real sense of if people are getting worried or not. And, you know, lately, you know, more people have been writing, and a very definite, there's a very definite rise in concern about this. So, I mean, people are, but it's still only a very small percentage of Americans will actually react. And those are the people that we're trying to reach, you know, the, it's well under 10%, but that's still, you know, 30, maybe 30 million people that, you know, these people if will listen, and we can save a lot of lives out of that percentage of people.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that what we need to do is try to focus people's attention on this very real threat, which I feel is growing every day as we draw closer and closer to America's preemptive attack on the Muslim world, because that's what this is going to be perceived as by the Muslims. You know, we are the Crusaders are once again launching an attack, you know, on the Muslim world as we did, you know, in the 1100s and the 1200s. The Crusaders are back. And, of course, if we attack them, there are people over there who are foolish enough to think that maybe they ought to attack us in retaliation. If we kill their women and children, do they have a right to do the same thing here in America? Well, Steve, is there any parting thoughts you'd like to have for the American public?
Well, I think that it's a really question of it's a denial. I was hitchhiking once and I got picked up by a stranger and they took a friend and I down a street and robbed us, and we had lots of warnings that we were breaking all the rules. Of course, we shouldn't have been hitchhiking, shouldn't have got a ride with a stranger, but it was getting ready to rain and we were comfortable, and so we ignored those feelings like, well, what if they rob us, you know?
And Brother that's... Time, God bless. Thanks very much, Steve.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family-owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry and Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniel Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, I'm Dan back here, and if you'd like more information, we carry the book Nuclear War Survival Skills by Carson Kearney. That's nuclear war survival skills. And then if you want to get one of those kits, we carry those too. The kits are only $10. The book's $24.95. We carry a book called Making the Best of Basics, an old-time book. It just tells what people used to do before they had all the luxurious things that we have today. I mean, how do you cook wheat? How do you preserve foods? What foods did you have on hand? Making the Best of Basics, a standard text. My wife already has used this. You know, when we used to go camping all the time, that was before we started doing 5 hours of talk radio a day. We carry the DVD, Sheltering in Place. And what would you do if suddenly you heard that a nuclear weapon had gone off and there was a threat to your immediate community? How would you prepare yourself? And, of course, there's a lot of very, very simple things that you can do, and they're all well laid out in this DVD. And we recommend it. We think it's a great DVD. It's called Sheltering in Place. And we're offering it a lot more economically than a lot of other people. So those are three things that you could do on the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. And then if you want to, you can get a kit with that. And all the directions are in the book. And the kit is for building a nuclear detection kit. And it's simple. If you want to get the really expensive ones, we can help you do that. But this is something that you can do certainly within your budget, of the book Making the Best of Basics, and then the DVD Sheltering in Place. And we're going to be putting together a 4-tape set on information. You can go to TACTA's website, TACDA, the American Civil Defense Association, and start getting their booklets. They'll send them to you free of charge. And this was the old civil defense situation, the organization organized by the American government in the 1950s, and then abandoned because, of course, they want massive casualties in America. There are people who have a different worldview because they hate America and they worship a different God, and they want this country destroyed. And people say, would God allow that? And I say, if God is just, why wouldn't he bring his vengeance on this country? Understand what we're up against. And our job is to let people understand the powerful spiritual forces at work that are motivating this. You need my book or DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on The Forbidden Secret, which is the same secret that Rhonda Byrne talks about in her book, The Secret. Only she wants you to implement it. She wants you to learn how to harness that secret power that's out there. We want to warn you against that and the beings from the other dimension. We have a wonderful book on alien encounters, and it goes into UFOs. And you say, what does that have to do with anything? There is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension that the Bible warns us against. Beware of the fortune tellers and the mediums and the diviners and the clairvoyants, and people who are into witchcraft and into the occult. And yet many of our leaders are deeply in.